stand-up comedian Randy Credico, who helped bring about reform of the state's Rockefeller drug laws, is now setting his sights on the state comptroller's office, where he's protesting against state pension fund investments in the private prison industry. He says the prison's business model is dependent upon large groups of young men, primarily African American, becoming inmates.
It requires mass incarceration for that industry to go up, for the stock to go up. For that business to thrive, they need a lot of prisoners.
The state's pension fund encompasses not just the retirement funds for thousands of state workers, but retirees in over 3,000 local governments as well. Credico says there's been instances of abuse and scandals at the private prisons, which he says are economically and morally unsound.
This is the same as investing into South Africa, or investing into convict leasing or slavery.
Credico, dressed in a black and white prison stripe costume, says he has nothing against State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli and even wishes he would run for governor. But he says he's become frustrated with lack of action on the matter by the comptroller and his office. He says the investments don't fit with the progressive record of DiNapoli and other leading state Democrats.
If he made these investments wittingly, there's something really wrong with that. Then he's not a progressive when it comes to this.
A spokeswoman for the state comptroller's office confirms that the state's pension fund holds investments in the two largest private prison companies, Corrections Corporation of America and the GEO Group. It's difficult, though, to place a specific dollar amount on the investments because they're part of larger mutual-type funds that invest in numerous companies. The total for the three funds is around $12.5 million out of the over $184 billion pension fund. Comptroller spokeswoman Jennifer Freeman says the investments are currently under review, but she says the comptroller must pay attention to his fiduciary responsibility first. DiNapoli and previous comptrollers have used the pension fund as a vehicle for social changes in the past, divesting funds from South Africa during the apartheid era and from tobacco companies, as well as freezing investments in gun manufacturers after the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. Credico says if New York were to get rid of investments in the private prisons, other large retirement funds would likely be next.
Once this state, which it will, divests, you're going to see a national follow-up to that. You're going to see a tsunami.
Columbia University ended investments in the private prison industry earlier this year. Yale University divested part of its endowment fund, and some corporations, including Amica Insurance, have stopped investing in private prisons. Credico says they're also working on getting New York City Comptroller Scott Stringer to divest from private prisons as well. New York City has over $20 million worth of investments in a $165 billion fund. In addition to prison divestiture, there are also calls for the pension funds to stop investing in fossil fuel companies. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.